You're listening to the Pixie Dust Fan Podcast. Hi, I'm Francine.
And I'm Carrie.
We're two best friends who can't stop talking, usually about Disney stuff.
Sometimes we have fascinating guests, and sometimes it's just us, but it's always positive and fun.
We're happy to have you join our chat. Thanks for listening, and let's get started. Hi, Carrie.
Hello, Fran.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. It seems like forever.
Since we recorded, first time in forever.
I know, it's like total opposite of before, where we it felt like every minute it was time to record another one.
Yeah,
now it seems to be a bit of a break between them, which is weird.
It is
still weird.
It is weird. Like the 2 week thing is working well for us because sometimes we get ahead and then we get like a big break, but then sometimes it does feel like forever. But when we were doing it weekly, it just felt like it was every other day. I was like, Carrie, we got to record. Carrie, we got to record. Carrie, we got to record.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Hard to get ahead.
It is. It is. So this is working out well for us. So I hope everybody else is okay with it. Yeah.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. I hope so, too. We are getting some good feedback on the podcast, Carrie.
Yeah, you. And we're going to read them right now.
We are, because we said... we got two reviews. So we got two reviews, like two. Isn't that awesome? Yes. So we're very excited. So I'm going to read them before we forget. So the first one is from Pinning Freak. Pinning Freak is from via Apple Podcasts Canada. So Canadian, fellow Canadian, who said, such a joy. 5 stars. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for bringing a little bit of pixie dust each week. As a Canadian Disney fan, it's nice to hear other Canadians' experiences and views on the latest news. Such a joy to listen to. That was Pinning Freak. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to hear from Canadians.
Yep.
From our fellow for Canadians. Sure. But that does not take away from Jeannie Beth B. from the United States, who left us a review. At 5 stars, and it's titled Fun Friendly Podcast. Nice. She says, I found this podcast while preparing for my first solo trip to Walt Disney World.
Ooh.
I appreciate their straightforward tips and cheerful, upbeat conversation. Love this podcast.
Awesome.
Isn't that awesome? Thank you, Jeannie Beth B.
You.
Yeah. So preparing first solo trip, and we were there to help. Our straightforward tips.
That's what I think of our tips.
We cut to the chase.
I guess. But take 45 minutes to talk about it.
Sometimes. Well, yeah, because we do maybe sometimes go on a little bit, do you think, Carrie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we babble a little bit. Yeah, like right now, maybe. So this episode, we figured it had been a while since we talked about new things coming to the parks. The new news in the Disney community.
Mm-hmm.
And we figured it was about time we did a little episode to catch up on what's happening. So here we are.
Yeah.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Start with the expo stuff first, or did you want to start with like the when we need to know what the news is? Quite frankly, we go to WDWNT. That's where we start. But did you want to talk about the expo first?
Sure.
The legends were announced.
Yeah. The legends were announced and the expo, well, it was already announced, but like what they do is they don't give us much notice before the tickets go on sale.
Right.
So that's what the news we got. They announced the legends and then they announced the tickets, which are a little complex.
They're very complicated. Why is it so? See, this is another beef I have. Why is it so hard to be a Disney fan? You need like a PhD to figure out what's going on here with the ticketing.
I know. And then there's different. Yeah, I think there's different strategies. So usually you just pay one. Well, you pay one price for you, whether you buy 1 day ticket, a 3 day ticket, whatever
yes.
you do. And then they would have like in the past, they had a sorcerer's level or whatever they called it last year, a preferred ultimate fan level. So they would those would be limited and they usually would sell out.
So those are like the primos, the premium, you sit up front, you get like all the special treatment.
Yeah. And that was at a significant cost, but you could like every person could just go and pay the 1 day, the 2 day, the 3 day, and just go in, and everything was included in that price. So last year they announced that they were going to do the three big presentations. So these are the presentations like Legends, the Entertainment, and the Parks panel, which people, you know, last year they gave us, I think we could get into those ones by getting selected or whatever. But these are the ones that people like wait all night long for in the basement of the, the convention center. So what they said this year when they announced the expo coming back was that they are going to go to the Honda Center, which is down the road. So the Honda Center is like a hockey arena. So they're going to have those three big sessions, not at the convention center, but at this big, like a true concert venue.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we knew it was happening, but we didn't know like what it meant. Like we expected the prices would go up a little bit for sure. But what they've done is they have still the one, you can buy either any of the 3 days individually, or you can buy a regular 3 day ticket. And that's going to give you access to the convention center stuff. And I would expect that they would operate that the way that they've done in prior years. You know, where RSP for the sessions and whatever, and for the merch and all that stuff and the lines, I would expect they would do that. So you can pay the regular old price to have convention center experience. And then now if you want to have access to those three nighttime shows, you have to get like an ultimate fan pass. So like the regular one's called the Disney D23 fan pass. Then they have the D23 ultimate fan pass, which will give you your access, but also give you access to the
Honda Center.
The Honda Center. And those prices change drastically depending on, which we should have known this because it is an entertainment center, depending on where you're going to pick your seats. So if you want to be in like the nosebleeds, like the 400 upper level, it only costs maybe, I don't know, like $40 more to $40 or $50 more to include the Honda Center. But then if you want the lower 400s, if you want the 200 levels, or if you want there's 200 levels beside the stage, and there's 200 levels that I guess are a better view, like hundreds of dollars more. So $259 for just a regular 3 day ticket, $297 for the 3 day ultimate fan pass with per 400 levels. So probably the last row in the 400 levels. If you want the 200 levels that are kind of proper, like, you know, good viewing, then that's $747.
Good heavens.
Now, if you want to be on the 100 levels, which I would assume is the floor, that you have to buy the ultimate preferred pass. And those are start at $1,000, $999 a person, up to $2,600 a person, $2,599
a
person.
And this is U.S. dollars.
Yes. Yeah. So the pricing range
is $2,000.
$259 to $2,599 is the price range for these experiences. So yeah, it's a bit of a difficult decision, like where to go. Like, do you go and I would expect, like, with the regular tickets, the last couple of years, especially a couple of times, they sell out. So, you know, if they have the entertainment, Disney entertainment on Saturday, like it would sell out. So Saturday only tickets would sell out. So then maybe you would have to buy the 3 day ticket. And I'm sure last time, like the event just sold out, like all the tickets fairly early. So I would expect, like, if you wanted to do some of the lower priced packages that include the Honda Center, that you're going to have to act quick. Because I would expect, as per anything, things that are the cheapest, well, the most expensive will sell if it's very limited, if there's only 100 of them.
Right.
But generally, you know, like those cheap seats are probably going to be gone in a blink. So if you don't know your plans when the tickets open, which is, I think, in like 4 or 5 days, then you might be in trouble or not going at all.
Right.
So we're in a bit of a pickle because we have hotels booked just in case. But yeah, don't know what to do.
It's
Don't know what to do.
expensive. It's expensive. I was not a fan when they announced the Honda Center, only because I don't like big stadiums like that. Like, since I've been to concerts, I haven't been to concerts or anything in a bajillion years. But for me, if I'm gonna sit in the nosebleeds to see Harrison Ford and he's the size of, like, my chapstick, like, I can't, right? Because I can't, right? I'm watching the screens anyway. I may as well just sit at home and watch the live stream, right? If I can get up close to them, then yeah. But
That's gonna cost you $2,599.
do I have an extra, which is like $5,000 Canadian. Plus, you got to add the flights, the hotels, the food. Like, the food there isn't cheap either. Like, there's all of that extra stuff. So then I'm like, I don't know. I don't know.
The part for me that I especially don't like the idea of, like, I could whatever, just you could buy the cheapest one if we can get it, the $2,797, and just it is what it is. But the thing that is not enticing to me is getting to and from the Honda Center 3 nights in a row.
Yeah.
Like, I know they're gonna have buses. It's like I saw the layout. It's not the full Honda Center. It's like half. It's like a concert. Like, it's a half
Right.
Honda
Like how
Center.
they do the half dome kind of, yeah.
So like, that's the part that I'm not too keen about, is getting to and from. Whereas, so if I spent more and bought better seats, then for sure I'm gonna go to every single one, right?
Yeah.
Versus if you did the cheaper one, then
You
you might go
probably
to some, you
skip
might not. Like, the only
it.
like I would be willing to skip, I think this is the first time I've ever wanted to really go to the Legends. So I think I would really want to go to that one. Like, I think the park one, that the fans are speculating that it's going to be huge, the parks panel this year. Like, they're going to be announcing stuff for Disneyland and Walt Disney World. Are they going to finally confirm what they've been, telling us, they've been hinting at for the last couple of years? So, that, like, that's going to be huge. And what, the entertainment one's always neat because there's so many stars and whatever. But I think if we did go this year, what I was thinking would be to buy, to buy the ultimate pass for the day of the Sunday, and then just buy tickets for the other days. I think that's what I've come to my brain. If I That's what I would do.
Oh, so Carrie's got a strategy now.
I do have a
She
strategy
does have a
already.
strategy. We have not discussed this strategy,
No.
but she's got a strategy. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
Yeah.
what I think. I think if I decided to go, then I think that would make the most sense. Like, I never go to the parks panel because the
No, we
last
never,
couple of years
yeah.
you get let down, right? Like, and
Well,
yeah.
and it's different. Like, years ago, you went to things like that because you got the inside scoop, and then whatever you read online was basically people trying to paraphrase. But you wanted to be in that room so that you heard exactly what they said. But now Disney literally releases it the same time. They
Yeah,
have a prepackaged statement. So whether you're in the room or not, you're getting the same message. What
I
you're missing is the
yes,
excitement of being
that's
in a
exactly
room
what it
with
is. And
all
I
the other fans.
yeah and
But from
I've
an
been
information perspective, it's the same
it's the
thing.
same, yeah. And
Yeah.
I've been many, many times now that I totally understand the value of being in that room. Like, I sit and wait. I'm not going to stay overnight in the basement, but I'll do whatever it takes to be in the room, to because to me, that experience of seeing them, the previews of what's coming for the movies,
Yes.
and having little inside scoops and seeing all the stars and whatever, yeah, it's all out there an hour later. But like, the
It's
feeling
the
you have in that
feeling.
experience is worth it. Like, it's 1,000% worth it. Like, every year I always want to go, because that's what's awesome about it. Like, 100%, that's what's awesome about it. So, like, I'm sold on that experience. But then
Yes.
when you look at, like, yeah, do you just get, if you can get 400 upper bowl, do you just do it? Do you do the one and maybe do a little bit better seat, and then do your other 2 days at just the regular ticket rate? Like,
At the nosebleeds, right.
we could splurge and do the 200 level for the Sunday, and then just do 2 single day tickets for Friday and Saturday.
Right.
And that saves, you know, like I haven't crunched the numbers to see like, you know, whether you do a better first, you know, what I haven't crunched the numbers completely, but that's, you know, to make it a little bit more reasonable because yeah, like if I'm gonna do all three, I'm gonna want to spend $747 at least for
Yeah.
the 200 level tickets. So
I
it's
know.
or then or you just stay home. So
And the
or
legends are, it's, you know,
and I
Harrison
never have,
Ford.
I never, ever,
Harrison
ever,
Ford is a
I know
legend.
Harrison
Like,
Ford,
come
Frank
on.
Oz, which will
Come
be
on.
awesome.
Yeah. Frank Oz, you know, Joe Rohde, obviously big draw. All the Disney fans will be going to see him. Yeah, I think, you know, it's, yeah, the legends are pretty cool.
I never, ever, ever have FOMO. When people are traveling halfway around the world, when people go to Disney and I'm not going, I say, have a great trip. I legitimately
Yeah.
never feel FOMO. I am so happy for everybody because I know I'm going somewhere. I never, ever, ever have FOMO, ever.
But
But
you're worried you're gonna have
I think I will have some
it.
serious FOMO with not going and not even, not like just self. I don't know what you call, like, I'll be so upset with myself that I didn't go, I bet. Like, yeah, I think I have to deal with whether I can handle that or not. So, yeah, and I have to decide by, I think the tickets are on sale on the 29th. I
Oh
don't
my
have very many
gosh.
days to decide. So,
Oh,
but I think I may
scary.
have FOMO for the first time. Like, how do you not go when you've
Really?
been? I've been going since when? Like, I can't remember the first one I went. If I went 15, 17, 19, like I've been to four of them, maybe five. Maybe I went to 13, 15, 17, 19, and then the one they had after.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, I don't know. Do you not go because you're squawking a little bit about the ticket structure?
So
Oh,
much to
yo, yo.
consider, Carrie. So
Yes.
much to
So
consider.
that's our well, that's my current predicament. And I
Yeah.
know people that are going, like they're still going. Like a couple of our pals that were there last time, they're still planning on going.
Yes,
So
yes. Yes, I know. I know.
anyways,
And
so that's
what
the
tickets
D23
are they
news.
buying? Do you know what tickets they're buying? I
No,
forgot to ask her when I saw her.
No, I think that they're gonna get tickets for all 3 nights, so I guess they just have to decide what they're doing.
Right.
See, that's the
So
thing. I don't think
seeing
I'll feel
so...
FOMO when I'm there not doing the other two. I think I'll just be FOMO. Like, I don't think I'll get there and be like, oh, I wish I did those. Like, you know, I've seen lots of celebrities there, and I've seen all the sneak peeks and all that stuff. Honestly, like, unless I take good notes, I forget all the details anyways. So I sometimes bring in a notepad and take notes so that I can remember. Like I don't think when I'm there I'll be mad that I didn't do the two. I just think I would be mad if I was home and I didn't go at all. So
Right,
on my
right.
own, I'm gonna beat myself up.
I
But anyway, so you asked about the expo.
did, I did. So what are you're telling me that I'm asking about the expo sent us. See, it was a good conversation. People might need to know these things about the expo. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what about news?
Maybe they go on sale tomorrow. I better look it up. They go on
You
sale
better
this
look
week
it up. Like,
sometime.
well, so maybe by the time this episode goes live, you'll have either decided or they've sold out or, yeah.
It's sometime soon this week, yeah. So I
It's,
guess I could probably just look on the website, but you know.
yes. Now, what's going on with Disneyland's Haunted Mansion, Carrie? Like, since we're talking about California that way anyway, what are they doing with this Haunted Mansion? They're like tearing up all the line in front. I hope they don't mess it up. I hope
No,
they
they're not
don't do
supposed to.
anything to change the line or how that works because I actually prefer the line in Disneyland than I
I
do.
think they're going to make a shop at the end of the ride, right? And then I think
Nice.
they're
Neat.
taking advantage of all of this to be able to make it a little more accessible, I think.
You
Because
can't
like
go
they
wrong with
have
a Haunted Mansion store.
no. So that's going to be when you come out, it'll be at the exit, and
Right.
then I think they're just redoing the queue to be more accessible. I don't know if they're doing anything inside to be more accessible. I haven't if I read it, I forgot about it already. But yeah, I think it's twofold. So they do have, like, they have the pet cemetery all torn up. Hopefully they put everything all back the way that they way that they had it. So it is a nice cue.
Yeah, well, it's something, you know, I didn't really think about it until I saw what they were doing with the shop, and they really mastered the art in Walt Disney World of having you exit a ride into a gift shop. Like, basically, that's how you know
Yep.
you're finished the ride. You get off, you're in a gift shop. I
Well,
don't
now
know that
Walt
they
Disney World, they
did
have
that the
that a
same.
lot. But
Yeah.
Disneyland, they don't because they didn't like the attractions have been there for so long and they didn't have the
Exactly.
space.
So
So, like in
now looks
Fantasyland's a
like
perfect example. There's no space to have any stores out of any rides,
so
nor
it's
lightning
kind of,
lanes.
yeah, so it's kind of nice to see them, you know, at least doing that with Disneyland. Over at Walt Disney World, some of the new, like, everybody's so excited. There's a Zazu shoulder plush that came out, which is kind of fun
That's pretty
because
exciting.
it is, because you see all those shoulder things that they have for, like, you can get Groot for your shoulder and all those things. But it's nice to see them, like, giving
Yeah.
something to the Lion King. I know it's an older movie, and but it's nice when I like it when they revive some of that stuff and they show some love to some of the older things that were around.
Yep. They oh one thing at Disneyland about that area is how they've been talking a lot about how they're changing up some of the stores. You know, at Disneyland, the Pooh, you come out of Winnie the Pooh and there's the Winnie the Pooh store. I think they're
Yes.
changing that into something to do with Tiana's ride. And then I think
Ooh.
there's like this, I don't know, yeah, I'm thinking of Disneyland, not Walt Disney World. They have like they have a couple stores as you're kind of going into that area that were always like, you know, Br'er Rabbit whatever
Yeah.
themed, and I think they're rechanging those. That'd be
That's exciting.
so they were talking about that. I saw that hubbub about
Hubbub.
hubbub about that.
They're testing the logs.
That, yeah, that was on our list too. That's in Florida though, right? Because the
Yes.
Florida attraction is going to be open first, so they're testing the attraction with like real people, not just
Oh, have they got
sandbags.
real people now? I missed the real people. I saw the bags.
No, I'm pretty sure that they had with real people in
Oh,
it.
that's kind of fun when you see that
So
happening. You know we're getting close.
it's pretty exciting that it's gonna refurb so quickly too. Like I know it is just a refurb, but from what I understand, like they've had to like redo a lot of it. Like they've taken out all the old moldy maybe stuff and put in and have resurfaced a lot of it. So it's still a lot of work, whether it's a like a refurb and a reimagining. So it's pretty cool that it's happening so quick.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that. I'm really excited to experience the new one.
Is it supposed to be open around September, like in the fall, September,
I think
October,
they
or?
said summer, didn't they?
Ooh,
Did they say
maybe.
summer?
I don't
End of
know. I thought.
summer? Maybe that's how you got fall and I got summer.
Well,
Maybe
yeah, I
something
guess
like,
end of summer, September. So it could be.
yeah. I'm excited to experience it though. I can't wait to see what they did with it. And it'll be nice to get rid of all that scaffolding around it, because it's such a pretty show built, like, quote unquote building, or like it's so pretty over there. And I can't wait to see all that scaffolding come down. And yeah.
Yeah. I can't have a hard
That's
time thinking about where Splash Mountain is at Walt Disney World. Like my head only thinks of Disneyland. I think of that area of what
I can't
is
even
there.
think of Disneyland.
I
Like,
can't think of anything but like
it's
I
so
just remember
crazy.
Splash like going through like
It's
that's
right
where
next to Thunder Mountain.
I know, but you do like the big. But I know where it is. But like, I'm thinking like, is there stores over there? Is there? But like, thinking Disneyland, I just think of that queue for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. How I used to be able to go through it for all the candy. So I know that I remember that the big
Okay.
candy queue, and that's where you'd go over to meet the Seven Dwarfs back in the old days for the Halloween parties, right? You had to haul your butt all the way back there
Yep.
to meet
Yep.
them, but they had a good candy trail. And so that's how I remember it.
That's how you remember it. Oh my
Yep.
gosh. That's too funny. Pin trading. So we're seeing pin trading lanyards are returning, but I thought that had already started.
Me too. So I'm a little confused. I thought they were coming back to, like a while ago when they were wearing like
The
the hip
hip,
belt
yeah.
thingy thingies. But yeah, it's all on the news this week that that lanyard trading is coming back. They've had forever like boards at all of the
Yeah, the boards for sure.
at all the cashiers and all that stuff, and in various, they'd have them in fun places. But
so maybe they're just differentiating between the lanyards and the pin trading like boards that they have in the stores.
Yeah, that'll be fun though. Like if you can trade, you know, out on the, like, because everybody we used to wear them, right? The custodial staff would wear them. Like, you could trade pretty much anywhere you found someone with a lanyard. So it'll be interesting to see if it goes back to that extent, or it'll just be merchandise places. Like, I would think they would do it more in other places, because merchandise locations, like, it kind of slows down the process when you're stopping somebody. They're trying to like check you out, and you're waiting in line to like pin trade while the person behind you is waiting to buy something, and you're waiting in line to ask the person behind the counter if you can see their pins.
Exactly.
Done that a million times.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's exciting.
It is. I like to see all those things. Although, like, I was talking to a friend, and they, you know, they're a Disney fan, and they were saying to me, like, it's a bit crazy, the stuff that makes the quote unquote news, that, you know, like, there are people that care about, like, there's a new striped boardwalk bag at the boardwalk store. Like, and there's a whole news
maybe it's your
article
favorite
on it.
Resort.
Yeah.
Maybe it's your favorite
and it,
resort.
But it's just, it's kind of crazy how detailed and how many little things are considered news in the Disney fan community, because it's just, it's important stuff.
It is.
It is.
Well, I think in the pin trading thing, like, there's so many, like, even with pin trading being different over the last couple of years in the parks, like at home, like looking at our Disney fan groups, like our meets we have, our Disney meets and all that stuff, like it is like everybody is still loving pins and still collecting
Oh, yes.
pins for sure. Like it hasn't
Yes.
died down, the fact that, you know, you haven't been able to actually do the pin trading the same way that you did in the park. So
yeah,
anyways.
True. The buses. Did you see the Carousel of Progress reference on the buses? So you
No.
know how they have like those bars across the top of the bus,
Refueling my
like the
pixie dust.
Refueling or whatever. Now it says, now is the best time of our lives.
That's awesome.
Which is kind of awesome. I love seeing that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I think, what else is going on? Anything big? The cabins are opening.
Oh yeah, they're opening for booking too soon, right?
Yes. So the new DVC cabins at Fort Wilderness. And it's funny because
They
I
look
don't
nice.
think they did. Like, I know people are hating on them, like they're not very rustic, or I think they look rustic. I think they look modern rustic.
They're modern rustic.
Let's put it this way. This is how, if I'm camping, this is my version of camping. This is how I'm doing it. But I don't think when they first announced it, I realized that they weren't just gutting what was there. Like that the cabin that was there and the structure of it, I didn't realize that they were taking that cabin away. And these
Oh,
are new
yeah.
ones. Like
They're just placing in.
Yeah, I thought they would just go in and like sort of gut, you know, inside it and then redo it. So I figured the layout would all be the same, like the structure of it, but then it would all be refurbed and updated and magically transformed inside. But they actually took away the cabins, and these are brand new ones.
You think they'll sell them at Cast Connection?
Don't laugh. I have seen them for sale. You can buy them online and like plant them at some, you know, different parks or whatever. Yeah, you can. They're for sale.
That's awesome.
But the new cabins look absolutely beautiful.
They do look spiffy.
They're bright. They're inviting. They have the pull down bed that comes out of the wall, which I think is so ingenious and so much more comfortable, because at least it's a solid, it's like a solid
Mattress,
piece of
a
wood
proper
underneath
mattress.
you, right? It's a proper mattress, proper support. Pull out couches that inevitably within a couple of weeks, because they're all folded up, they're just horrible on your back.
Yeah.
So these are much more comfortable. They have bunk beds in them still, which is a big sell on the old ones. They used to have bunk beds too, but the room was very small.
Yeah, they had the bunk beds in the back with the
With the
bedroom, right?
bed.
Is it still the same or did, yeah?
So they have a bed and two bunk beds in the room, but then there's also the the pull down bed in the living room, which is really a big draw. And then having like the full kitchen and stuff, like I really think they're pretty. I don't know. It's a great resort to stay at, but only if you have a car or a golf cart. Like I'm not a fan of staying there without either. Yeah.
Or you stay there for a little bit of a relaxation. Maybe stay split stay.
Yes.
Stay at the resort for the parks and then stay there for some wilderness. Just
some R&R, some wilderness.
Some W and R&R. WRR.
Yeah, but they do look nice. They look really nice. And then, you know, there's some new Figment merch that came out at Epcot as well, because, you know, he's so flipping fantastic.
Yeah. And what's the flower and gardens happening now? So that's, they usually do orange bird merch with flower and garden, but I guess they just decide to drop some. Maybe they do Figment too. Figment's all year long. There's no reason Figment's not to drop for Figment, Figgy merch.
Exactly. Exactly. He's always available because he's so fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Yep.
I like his color. I like purple.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And they are hiring for different positions at the cake bake shop at the boardwalk. And the only reason I bring that up is because when I stayed at the boardwalk, it really, there's lots of food, but there isn't, if that makes sense. There's really just that bakery where you go and you can get like your bounty platter in the morning and a sandwich. Sammy? Yeah, that's really it.
What about pizza? Didn't they used to have a pizzeria there?
They have a pizza window as well at the boardwalk. But this, I'm excited to see this bake shop open as well.
Didn't we stay there once and we were trying to get pizza and like the wait time for the pizza was so long?
It was. Yes. Remember
like,
we went
really
to the
a
window
walk
and
up.
It was like an hour wait or something for the pizza and we were starving. Yeah. Yep, that's us.
And walk into Epcot and get lunch, get pizza from somewhere else.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. I think that's all the big, like, I know that's pretty much.
There's probably lots of big news we're missing.
Oh, there's probably people yelling at us right now.
Yeah,
and, yeah,
let's see.
but,
I'm trying to think if there's any other.
But yeah, that's kind of our thoughts on the big news or the news. We talked Expo, we talked about Figment. What else do we need to know? That's it, Carrie. That's the excitement.
That's it. That's all, folks.
That's all we got this week.
How did we do?
It's timely. It's timely news. News, news, news.
No news.
Carrie?
Yep.
Have you got pixie dust this week?
Not really, but I my pixie dust is going to be that I think after we're done this call, I'm going to leave the house because I haven't left the house for barely for like 3 weeks because I had that cold sickness, whatever we're going to call it, where I didn't feel good for like 10 days. So,
yes,
I'm going to go to Costco.
Oh my gosh, Carrie's house.
I felt fine for a while and I was sick for maybe like one full week. And then the next week I just figured, well, I better stay home. So I stayed home from work for like the second week. And then last week was the third week and I went to work, I think maybe a couple days, but I really haven't been anywhere. Haven't been too far.
Haven't been anywhere fun.
I feel like I need some retail therapy.
I think
when
that's
you're sick,
a fantastic idea.
When you're sick for like, when you don't leave the house and you don't do much for all that time, you don't really spend much money either.
Yeah, so you've been saving
way
up.
Under budget this month. I need to go do some retail therapy.
Good for you. You've been saving up.
Mm-hmm.
I
So
love it.
See what kind of damage I could do at Costco today.
That's good.
How about you? What's your pixie dust?
I didn't save at all this week.
Oh, what did you do? What
I
did you buy?
Upgraded my phone.
Oh, I saw that you posted something like that, and I was like, you bugger.
I know, because you know what? I've been hemming and hawing about it for so long, and then I was just like, you know what? part of my magical job is taking pictures, and you know, it had a better camera, so and it was faster. And you know what? And Siri just was not listening properly to me. I swear Apple does it on purpose, where after a couple years they start twiddling things so that it doesn't work quite as well, that forces you to upgrade, because they probably do, which would be a great strategy. So yeah, I upgraded my phone, which means, Carrie, that when we travel together, we can share chargers now.
Yeah,
Because
because they stopped the.
the new one is, which now I've got all these chargers for, like, well, it'll work for my iPad, but yeah, I have a ton of chargers that no longer work on my phone. But
Wow, and
yes,
you'll have a new phone with new pictures, all fun,
I
fancy.
do. It's very exciting, and I put on my Judy Hopps pop socket on it, so I'm very excited.
Wow.
And you know what's so fun, Carrie? Like, I went to, I know you're not an Apple person, but let me just tell you, Apple is to the phones like Disney. Like, I ordered it online and I said I would go pick it up in the store. I walked into the store, I walked up to the counter, the guy scanned my order, bing, bang, boom, phone's in my hand. I said, I need a screen protector. Bing, bang, boom. All charged, done. He
Checked
put
it.
it on. He put it on my phone. Like, in 5 minutes, I was walking out of that store with the phone in my bag. The trade-in box, because I'm trading in my old one, was already here. UPS had already delivered it. I just put it in the box, done. When I turned on the new phone, it just said, do you want to transfer from your old phone? I said, yes. And it just did. It just works. It's beautiful. It's a thing of beauty.
Wow.
Yeah. It's kind of like I've told the story before when I bought my iMac and I brought it home and I opened the box and there were like no instructions. And then I
And you
saw
turn
this
it
little
on, and then
note
you're like,
and it just
oh.
said turn on, or it said plug in, turn on. And I was like, huh.
That's funny.
Yeah. So I spent some money this week, but I feel like I
Wow.
deserve it.
Those expensive phones.
Yes. Well,
But you can trade. They have good value for trade-in, though, right? So.
oh yeah. They're giving me like $600 or something, like something stupid for my old phone. So,
Which really isn't that old, though.
well, it's old enough. It's old enough. We'll see. We'll see. But yeah, so I'm very excited. But that's it.
Cool. I can't
As
wait to see the
always,
pictures it takes.
this has been so much fun, Carrie. Well, everybody stay tuned for 2 weeks from now. We'll be back with another episode. If you have things or topics you want us to cover or people you want us to interview, let us know. Send us a note. And if you enjoyed it, please leave us a rating and review, because we love those.
We do.
We do. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Pixie Dust Fan Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the episode.
Make sure you're following us on your favorite podcast player so you'll get a new episode every week. And find us on social media too. We'd love to hear from you.
Till next time, remember, you are never too old to be young. Chase your dreams and design your own happily ever after.